Hey, let's take a look at the news for a Friday, the 7th day of August for 2020. In the news for today, the state of California will not be adding any new counties to its COVID-19 watch list or removing any existing until problems are fixed with its reporting database. According to the California Department of Public Health, they have no idea how long that effort will take. Based on county release statistics, Amador County has been close but never placed on the state's list so far. The California Reportable Disease Information Exchange, also known as CalReady, is backlogged and not working properly. In addition, results from outside labs are not showing up in the system. The Associated Press reported yesterday that the CalReady system collects data from testing labs around California, and the state uses data such as infectious rates to determine which counties land on a watch list. Counties must come off the list for 14 days to be able to reopen certain businesses and offer in-classroom instructions for students. Well, 38 counties are currently on the frozen list, according to the Associated Press yesterday. As a result, states and many county officials are in the dark about COVID-19 trends over the past week. Now, Amador County did release some statistics last night. 162 confirmed laboratory cases. Jackson now has 77 confirmed cases. Ione and surrounding areas 36, followed by Pine Grove and Sutter Creek, both at 14, Pioneer at 11, and Plymouth 7, Volcano 3. Now, of the age groups, those under the age of 18, there are 5, 18 to 49, 48, 50 to 64, 46, and 65 and older, 63. Currently hospitalized cases, rather, in Amador County, there are 8. One county resident is hospitalized out of the county. And to date, there have been 2 deaths related to COVID-19. Well, the first in a series of deadlines leading up to the November election takes place today. According to Kim Grady, Amador County Clerk Recorder and Registrar of Voters, candidate filing for the November 3rd general election closes today at 5 p.m. Should an incumbent not file for office, there will be a 5-day extension. Candidate filing will then close at 5 p.m. on Thursday, the 13th, for that seat only. In addition, a randomized alphabet drawing will occur on August 13th to determine the order of names for the November general election ballot. Up for grabs this time out, there are 2 seats on the Amador County Unified School Board, areas 4 and 5. Amador City has 3 council member seats open. City of Ione, 2 council seats. City of Jackson, 3. City of Plymouth, 3. And the City of Sutter Creek, 3 council members. Also, the Amador Water Agency, District 2 and District 3, and a short-term District 5 seat is up for grabs. For more details, you can visit the Amador County website. And on Thursday, the U.S. Census Bureau Director Stephen Dillingham confirmed that the Bureau would end field data collection and self-response options on September 30th. The announcement comes after President Trump's call for a speedy completion of the 2020 census. Dillingham says the Bureau is continuing to evaluate its operational plans to collect and process the census data, and that operations will run at full capacity and remain flexible and adaptable by design, with the ability to tap additional resources to ensure accuracy and protect health and safety of workers and the public. After the COVID-19 outbreak delayed the launch of the census this spring, the Bureau had reworked its operational timeline to give itself until the end of October to complete data collection. To date, 93 million households, nearly two-thirds of the nation's households, have reported in the 2020 census. And just because Main Street Theater Works had to cancel their 2020 summer season at the Kennedy Mine Amphitheater doesn't mean the show won't go on, because it will. Main Street Theater Works got such a great response from their staged reading of Kong's Night Out that they've decided to present Act One of A Little Murder Never Hurt Anyone tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, via YouTube. The performance will also be broadcast on KVGC. To watch this special virtual performance, simply make a donation of any size, $5 or more, and you'll get a private link to watch via YouTube. Now, for more details, that's mstw.org. And if you want to listen to the show, it's free at kvgcradio.com. And that wraps a look at local news on A Gold Country. Friday morning, coming up, look at the weather and the roads. From the KVGC Newsroom, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com.